Murder mystery. Real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I still got some potato chip in my mouth. It ran out too fast on me. Well, see if you can figure this one out. Hang on. Yeah. That's my tropical Red Bull. That's going to help me out. And, by the way, this is Pat Rabbit. We're not for public consumption. Thank you, OL. Thank you so much. Boy. That's awesome. I thought, oh well. Get rid of the potato chips. Lose the chips, man. I will. Hang on just a sec. A big slug of my Ozarka Texas spring water. It comes in 3-liter bottles instead of gallon bottles, but these are some hard-ass plastic, and get enough of these. These would be best for use when you go down to the place where you put your dollar in and you get, like, you know, a couple gallons of water for it. Put them in there. Okay. Now, we're at Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, it's found it. Revolution.radio. Hey, could anything make more sense? Now, we're entirely user-supported, so we need your help, and therefore I must needs implore you to give us a little bit of help. And if you go to the main page, you go to the donations up at the nav bar that people can't stand. Goddamn, look, it's that nav bar, and I click on it, all that stuff. Yeah, right, all right. And you have donations there. And you click on that, and you will see that you can become a member of Patreon. You will be a patron. And when you do that, you can contract with them, have them send us so much money a month for, you know, a very, very modest little fee, I'm sure. It's we have a large membership in this, so it can't be bad. Then we have Donor Box and Direct Payment North America Only. They're two different things. If you're here in the U.S., you can use both. If you're somewhere else on the planet, on the big blue ball, use Donor Box. Then we take cryptocurrency. We take a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. And you can also write a check or a money order. Make it out to Revolution Radio. Address your envelope to Terry Ackerman. That's Lady Horse. She's the treasurer. T-E-R-R-Y. A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. She's at 1793 North Eden Road in Allen, Michigan. That's A-L-L-E-N and M-I. And Eden, by the way, spell it E-D-O-N. Okay, Eden Road. Not E-D-E-N, like the Garden of Eden. Okay, but it's E-D-O-N. And the zip is 49227. And if you don't look, I better clear all that up because you might make an error and the post office is probably, you know, just really used to seeing it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are good, Cap Fred. Thank you. That's what I need. Actually, you know what's really good is get you some hot paste pecani. Make sure it's the hot. And then get you some Philadelphia cream cheese. And mix about half the chunk of cream cheese, or the whole thing if you're really hungry. And then don't put too much pecan sauce in it because it'll liquefy the cream cheese faster than you think. And then you stir it all up. Keep stirring, and pretty soon you have a wonderful dip. And that's what I put my salt and vinegar potato chips in. Oh, they're good. Yes. All right. Now, what's going on, man? I tell you, all this, Russia's really happy, I'm sure, because all of a sudden, all the pressure's off. Ukraine, get everything switched over to Israel and, Gaza. Oh, man. And Lebanon and with Hezbollah. And then they're bombing Syrian airfields. They better be careful. They're going to PO somebody, and somebody going to have friends in high places like Russia or something. I mean, Russia's been in Syria all this time. And they're definitely not on the side of the Americans. And so, yeah, here comes the West and the good guys, and it's all evil, yes. And Hamas and the Palestinians are evil. It ain't like Israel been asking for this for ages now, is it? I mean, for crying out loud. And so, here we go. Little Red Bull. That does, that hits the spot. I'm just kind of watching. I'm not making commentary on it. I don't have any great ideas. I'm just watching what's happening. As more and more, there's just so much you could say, and I have to stop myself because, you know, I don't feel like talking about it. And there's other things too. Like, remember at the station that you can help us out at. We also have a schedule and we have the archives and they're free. They're still free. We don't want to have to start charging for them. And so, yeah, we have all that for you. And we're doing redesigns and I think you'll like what you will wind up seeing. In fact, I'm not even sure. But Let's see something. I'm curious myself. No, we still on the same at the moment. Anyway, I ain't saying nothing more than that. Gone dark. What do you mean, gone dark? It seems like you can't hear me. Maybe try the Xeno player. Let's see. Maybe you mean something else. I never am real clear about what people mean when they say things. Okay. Now, yeah, I don't know what it is, Comet. I'm fine. I'm not hitting mutes or anything. Voskast or Xeno, try those. Try one of those. It's right up there with the other players, with the main players. Just click on it, and it comes right up, and you'll be fine. So, hi, Mechanic. How you doing? Hello, OL, and Comet, and Enceladon, and Captain Fred, and... Oh, who else is here? I don't know. They'd be stacking in and piling up. And memes, hi, memes. I can't keep up with them. Hello, Bill Johnson, and... Who else? Anybody else? Jonathan Wright, hello. Is Mr. Rowe around yet? He's off and around sometime. Lady Horse, I see her. I'm backing up now. I'm backing up a couple hours. But still, they might be within hearing distance. So, yeah. Try Xeno or try Voskast. Xeno's pretty good. Even when Voskast fails, Xeno will work. Hey, Flippy, how you doing? Yeah. Xeno, Voskast, Xeno, use us. At least it will be recording to the archives. I know this for sure because that's what it does. And Skype is just doing its thing. Through to the bumper server. I don't know where that happens, but it happens. And so it's not going to affect what you guys are hearing. Unfortunately, I'm sorry it's dropping out. Voskast, Xeno, yes. Okay, yeah, okay. now, it's really, I didn't notice that before. Frickin' Xeno, come on, man, get a grip. Get out your wrenches, man. You'll find the right size. Get it good and tight. So you can get it good and tight. Well, anyway, let's take a look upstairs. Which is what I always start with, and I don't want to get away from that. The sun is at 19 degrees Libra. Now, 4 minutes past arc minutes, but it's 19 degrees Libra. We're just 11 degrees out of Scorpio. The moon is moving towards Libra, and it will go into Libra early this evening, I think. I saw the time, but I forget what I saw. And that means we'll be setting up for the new moon, because the moon and the sun being the same sign, and in places you'll get an eclipse if the moon crosses the sun. Mercury is at 13:33:33 Libra. Ooh. Venus is at 3:10 Virgo. Mars went into Scorpio last night. Boom. Bang. Yes. Mars very happy in Scorpio. Pluto really belongs there, and Mars really belongs in Aries, but it's quite comfy in Scorpio. And 0 degrees in 20 minutes. It's moving along. It won't catch Venus. Venus is starting to pull away, but still, we're kind of in a... aspect orb of a wide sextile, and Jupiter is at 13:16 of Taurus, and Saturn 0:56. It's like 1 degree of Pisces. It's Saturn's making a station, and Uranus is 22:17 and Taurus. I don't deal with these guys. It's not worth it. Neptune 25:39 Pisces. Pluto is 27:53 of Capricorn, and I don't even mention Chiron, because I don't believe in Chiron. All right, so that's what we got. Now, as we go into the new moon that's setting up, and tomorrow will be, because you may have noticed, today is Thursday the 12th. My dad's birthday, by the way. The 12th of October is a Thursday. Whenever you get that, you know that the Friday, the next day, is Friday 13th. Ooh, well, now, you know, there's supposed to be some kind of Muslim day of rage and all this bullshit, you know. Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's still bullshit to me, the very idea is. No need for all that. But, okay, so everybody just be very watchful and watch your six and everything like that. But at least we're going to have the moon is in Libra setting up for a new moon, which is a good time. And there are no bad aspects all day long. There are some good ones, which kind of alleviates that whole idea. It sets it back just a bit. Yeah, sure. You never know, especially in some. Watch the cities. Don't be in the big cities. If you're listening to me, you're probably not. They're just not places to be anymore. At once upon a time, it could be interesting, depending upon the place, but things have changed, if you haven't noticed. And so, big cities ain't cool. And we have this Muslim day of rage. Well, you know, rage is something often that might happen to you, but it's certainly not something that you plan on. That's poor word usage, if you ask me. Not that anyone did. But yeah, so do be careful. We'll see. I mean, what, all of a sudden Saturday's going to be safe all over again, you know? Then we have a lot of Muslims in places like Minnesota. And not all are like this, but then you do have people who are. And it ain't the Muslims, it's the people. It's always the people, regardless of the clothes they're wearing. Religious clothes, ideological clothes, on and on. That's the real deal, is the people. And all of a sudden, the Democrats are not able to handle the inflow and the influx of all this, my God, coming across the border. And now Biden's doing something with a quote-unquote barter wall, huh? Okay. Well, it's not like we didn't tell them. Bunch of idiots. God, they're stupid. We're living in the world in a world of stupidity. That's what it is. A stupidity brought on by cleaving to ideological ideas. Ideologies without having to think. Hello, Canon. How are you? And so that's me. Hop clank. Thanks, Libby. The day of global jihad. Yeehaw. Yeehaw for jihad. Right. Okay. Well, we'll see. It's not like we're all victims, because not all of us are victims. Some of us say, uh-uh. Some of us say, no, we're not going to put up with this. Bring it on. Two can play. You know? I mean, when it comes down to that, any red-blooded person, not to say American, would, you know, act the same. So this is just going to continue on where, you know, the West stands with Israel, and all of a sudden you stood with Ukraine, but now you stand with Israel. It's the new current thing. And this is the West. Uh-huh. The ugly West. And we will have to see. At least the clothes are coming off. At least we know who is what. That's Forever War. Hey, Fleece, how you doing if I didn't mention you? Yep, Forever War. You know, that's what they want. They probably won't get it because they don't have enough weapons to go forever against other people. What was it like? The big trains rolling in from North Korea into Russia, bringing, what was the number? 10 million shells. Not even to mention, of course, what Russia is producing herself. Russia not messing around. She preparing for what's coming. And she got much, much more shells than anything in the West. Ah. Here we go. If I could wake up. Yep. So, this is kind of, oh no, electrical wiring issues. You hear my birds? My birds are doing that. Oops, well, I'm going to turn it down just a little bit. I got the monitor on, that's why. Oh, I got some birds out there. Damn, man, they coming right in loud and clear. This is my good ribbon mic. I'm using the backside, which means it is voiced just like an old 1930s ribbon mic instead of the front side, which has a slight mid-range bump in it, which I prefer not so much when it comes to the fiddle. Playing the fiddle through this side really works. But anyway, so what's been going on, and why don't I see signs of the times? Did I erase that? Hell, I was going there. Let me see. Yes. OTT.net. All right. Here we go. We're there now. Come on, you guys. Tweet, tweet. A bunch of crows or ravens is what it is. Source of dubious beheaded babies claim is Israel, Israeli settler leader who incited riots to wipe out Palestinian village. Yeah, the Palestinians are just, you know, subhumans like the Russians, right? So we're going to go ahead and just wipe them out. We're going to rub them out. I mean, they won't be around when we're done with them. Well, you better watch that kind of attitude, because it can backfire on you, and it's just wrong. It's not correct. I mean, I do support the Palestinians. I don't like Israel. I never have. So this is nothing new. Israel is too much of the West, and it represents a certain segment of population and people who aren't doing anybody any good at all. And we have a real problem in the government of this country, and how it ever got this way is beyond me. But, you know, all these denizens of government who are dual U.S. Israeli citizens. What the F, man? You can't be that and then be in Congress. Are you crazy? Well, that's what we got going. We've been having that. And that's, you know... And it all goes right down to the liberals and the Democrats and all the crap that we know we've been dealing with. And everything is just kind of blooming. It's this big flower that's starting to really bloom. And we can see more of it as the petals just kind of blast open and show us the ugly truth of the whole thing. Not that we didn't know it, but it's trying to get a kinetic now, and that's the problem. True. It was actions by factions among the Palestinians, that being Hamas, that started this on the 7th, Putin's birthday, last Saturday. But it's not like Israel hadn't been asking for this for years, with what they've been doing to people. It's not like it. And so it's just a bad idea for those people to be where they are. Those people being the Ashkenazi descendants of the Khazars, who are pleased to call themselves Jews, but are not really. They have a little teeny bit, like 1/32nd or 3% of the old true Palestinian Mideastern Jewish blood, or even Spanish, the Marano Jewish blood coming through Morocco and all that. It's not much. No, these are Turkic people. They're a mixture of European, mostly Eastern European, and Turkic. And they are descendants of the Khazars, and they're the Ashkenazi, the Ashina. And while the old, let's say, let's call them biblical Jews, were nothing to write home about because they were kind of not really cool when it came to, you know, they were the money lenders and all this stuff, and not that we needed that. Certain things are necessary adjuncts, but they just kind of abuse things. But, all right. No, these people are murderous. These are a different bunch entirely. And back in the 8th century, was it? The 700s, they were forced to assume, because they wanted to dance with the West. And the only way they could do this was to become one of the Abrahamic religions. They had their choice of Islam or Christianity or Judaism, and they chose Judaism. Okay. And then, where they were in parts of southern Russia, around the Black Sea, Crimea, and into the Don Basin, and then around Rostov, on that whole area. They weren't up in Kiev or anything, but the Kievan Rus came along and just kicked their butts out. And they were forced to leave. And so they just went their way into here and there and the other place. And not all of them became, quote unquote, Jewish. And I think it's only a theory of mine, but I think that those who did not assume any religious mantle are those who we now know as the Romani, the Gypsies. If you look at them closely, they tend to act the exact same way. They conduct themselves in exactly the same manner. Hey, so that's a theory of mine. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's right. But it's not something that I came up with myself. It's something someone else came up with. And I looked at it and I had to say, you know, he might be right. So that's why I'm talking about it. Mm. Yeah, that Red Bull, I tell you. Even got caffeine in it, and taurine and all these other blast you awake chemicals. Okay, let's see. I'm just looking at some headlines here on SOTT. Here we go, loop-de-loop. That sounds like Pepe-esque. No, it's James Howard Kunstler from Clusterfuck Nation. And I'm sorry, that's the name of where he writes from. All right, let's see what he says. This is Monday, 9th of October. We have a Hezbollah official statement. Now, remember, Hezbollah is in Lebanon and Syria, and they are Shia Muslims. And I like the Shia a lot better. They're a lot more sensible. The Iranians are Shia, the Iraqis are. And then it's the Sunni Muslims who are the real extremists. And they're more Arab, whereas the Shia tend to be, generally, in the aggregate, they're more Persian mixtures of the same. I don't know. But here's a Hezbollah official statement. That said, Palestine is not Ukraine. If America intervenes directly, all American locations in the region will become legitimate targets of the resistance axis and will face our attacks. And on this day, there will be no red line left. Hezbollah official statement. And here James starts writing, James Howard Kunstler. He's always very good, I think. This isn't too, no, it's not, it's kind of short and sweet, actually. But it just goes. You know, of course, that the CIA's job is to detect sinister doings in other countries, especially as they might affect our own country. Looks like they missed something lately in the spook-filled space between Iran and Israel. Let me do something real quick. I forgot to do that. Okay. Now, looks like they missed something lately in the spook fill space between Iran and Israel. Do you suppose they're too busy running Facebook? The CIA, that is. And their domestic companion, the FBI, has been working overtime for years now. Between their mighty labors concocting Russiagate and the current program to root out election deniers and other seditious riffraff, while millions of sketchy mutts from here, there, and everywhere in the world scuttle over our border with Mexico and decant across our fruited plains, with assistance, you understand, from our own border officials, and yet no questions asked. Here's a free phone and an auto-refilling debit card. Have a nice day in Skokie, Plattsburgh, or wherever. And don't forget to send in your court appearance forms by the 2030 deadline. So it came as a big surprise when southern Israel was overrun by Hamas dudes in tricked-out pickup trucks and paragliders on Saturday, who carried home hundreds of nubile young women to have sport with after slaughtering hundreds more people of all ages like rampaging Bronze Age Philistines. That fresh enormity is, shall we say, quite a ways from resolution at this time. I'll tell you what will be an even bigger surprise, though, when some organized unit of those aforesaid mutts of unknown origin who snuck across our border sets off something like a dirty bomb in New York, Los Angeles, or Washington, D.C., or takes over a nuclear power station, or, well, I wouldn't want to put any ideas in a bad actor's head, but you get the picture, I'm sure. So, we're in something that smells like uncharted territory this autumn Monday, and events are galloping faster than anyone can process. The scene looks a little bit like World War III. At least any child of 12 could game it out that way in three easy steps. Say, the chief mullah in Tehran issues some crude remark about how Israel had it coming, yada yada, and the IDF forthwith fires a cruise missile up his Kaaba. And next thing you know, so many mushroom clouds rise over the Levant that it looks like a shiitake farm. All this while, the USA struggles to restore its political mental health after years of domestic abuse at the hands of our own government. A big question here is what kind of correction will it require to straighten out that abusive government? Or can anything at all avail before having to shred the whole gosh darn operation and start over? Quien sabe, as they say in Plattsburgh nowadays. And that's who knows in Spanish. I'm confident that Congress will sort out this new speaker business in short order, now that the world appears to light up. But what of its current projects? For instance, the inquiry into the darkish business ventures of the Biden Family Incorporated and what to do about it. That look see is tending toward a picture that shows an appalling connection between the Biden's lustful chasing of global main chances and the horrifying demolition of Ukraine currently ongoing. If it's not already obvious to a majority of USA adults that Joe Biden, the cat's paw in the White House, must go, it will be a matter of weeks as the bank records step into the spotlight and speak for themselves. Are you ready for President Kamala and government by word salad? That is to say, here's a quote from somebody, maybe it's her, but it goes, "It's very important, as you've heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to seize the moment of time in which we exist in our present and be able to contextualize it, understand where we exist in history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future." End quote. Oh, yes, that is our Kamala. Mindless, truly mindless. Doctoral dissertations will be penned explicating that mouthful for years to come, where and whenever those years might be located on time's mystifying spectrum, James Kunstler writes in parentheses, to continue. As for Congress and its grim duties, there is also the matter of the current laughable budget resolution running out again just before Thanksgiving. Work to do! The USA is in such desperate debt and bond issuance dilemma that it's like a trapped wild animal faced with having to chew off its own leg to escape death. And the cause of that dilemma is our legislature's failure to control the nation's spending. As America's venerable bede, Senator Everett Dirksen, who died in 1969, used to say, quote, "A billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money." End quote. Well, that game is drawing to a close. Reality is finally asserting its rugged old self to say that our country is as broke can be, and there has to be a painful adjustment. It will be presented as a Hobson's choice. You can have no money, or you can have plenty of money that's worthless. What's it gonna be? I guess that the new speaker will have to be Mr. Jordan of Ohio. Because at this time, Congress badly needs to be led by someone who at least appears to be muscular and confident. One has to wonder, though, that even muscles and confidence might not be enough in the current situation. That moment of time in which we exist, as the Veep put so well. And yet, so many things are happening at once that it feels like someone up there is monkeying with time itself. Or perhaps a giant blob has gummed up its wheels. But really, I must ask, are you not a little tired of being a country that doesn't know what it's doing? Say too. James Howard Kunstler. Here we go, loop de loop is the name of that article. Oh, man, yeah. They know what they think they're doing, at least. But to anybody who doesn't realize that, it sure as hell looks like they don't know what they're doing. They got them a plan. And the best we can do is hope their plan never, ever works out, comes to fruition, meets one screw-up after another. That's why Russia tickles me pink. Because Russia throws huge wrenches into their works. Now, let's see. What else do we have? And this is something I was hearing. Let's see. This is not long. Hopefully it'll say the same thing that I'd been picking up. This is Pat Rabbit with Not for Public Consumption. At Revolution Radio, found at revolution.radio. Okay. Israel-Hamas war. Another excuse to shut down free speech. This is by Kit Knightley at the Off Guardian. I think it's a she. Might be a he, but a good writer. Here we go. As a brand new war narrative unfolds, there's already efforts underway to parlay the conflict into tighter controls on free speech and freedom of expression, both in person and on the internet. That's what Alex Cristoforou was talking about yesterday when it came to what's going on in Europe. Yesterday was Wednesday, and that's when this was written, so yeah, let's see what happens. The headlines have been filled with nothing but Israel and Hamas since the surprise attack on Saturday, with the predictable back and forth of historical grievances and accusations of racism punctuated by unsubstantiated claims of atrocities. Atrocity propaganda. I think Andrei Martynov was calling it atrocity pornography. Something very close to that. It's nothing new. The 40 dead babies with heads chopped off. Yeah, that's old. Far older than this little dust up. But anyway, atrocity propaganda is nothing new. It is the opening salvo of every war as state combatants try to win the public to their side. Oh, yes. People, I sure hope people see this. I ain't going to tell them what they need to see, but damn it, I sure hope they see it. For example, that's me. That's not the article. Back to the article. For example, the totally unsubstantiated claim that Hamas, quote, threw 40 Jewish babies out of their cribs and beheaded them, end quote, was doing the rounds yesterday. As far as atrocity propaganda goes, the claim is startling in its unoriginality. And then in parentheses it says, Naiba, anyone? I guess that's where it was said to have happened before. Anyway, to continue, there's a lot of that right now. Lurid claims of graphic and pointless violence directed against the innocent, most of which survives just long enough to cause some outrage before being debunked or walked back. Part of that is the general fog of war, heightened by the advent of social media, which we didn't have for most of the others. When a lot of people can talk, a lot more is said, good and bad. Strange sentence. But there's another interpretation, that fake war stories are being intentionally seeded onto social media and then debunked to discredit platforms and appear to justify digital censorship. Yep. Many faceted, never let any sort of happening go to waste. Take every advantage of everything that can possibly be taken advantage of. Do it! Now, all right, within the past 24 hours, Reuters, NBC, Yahoo News, The Guardian, and the AP have run stories criticizing the proliferation of fake war news on social media. Al Jazeera joined in, too. Almost all of those accusations have been directed solely at Twitter, X, increasingly the media's anti-free speech straw man. Governments have not been quiet on the issue either, with the European Union reportedly warning Elon Musk there would be penalties for the spread of war-related misinformation on his platform. It's not just misinformation either, but also hate. In an unusually subtle headline, NBC warns of the, quote, increasingly fraught nature of online speech, end quote. USA Today is more on the nose, claiming online hate is surging. Oh, and there are the unregulated sites to worry about, where terrorists allegedly upload violent videos, at least so the New York Times says. The headline was Hamas seeds violent videos on sites with little moderation. It's not hard to see where this leads. And while misinformation is used to justify social media censorship, safety is used to justify shutting down freedom of assembly. In the UK and US, pro-Palestinian rallies were met with calls for the police to get involved, citing laws that outlaw the public support of, quote, listed terrorist organizations, end quote. Man, I wish I didn't live here. Okay. UK Home Secretary Suella Braverman has told the police that, quote, waving a Palestinian flag could be considered a crime. Oh, it should be end quote. That wasn't a quote, but that's what she said. Metropolitan police are engaging in reassurance patrols. In France, the police are already more directly involved, shutting down a pro-Palestine demonstration. And people applauded, many of them the same voices who railed against tyranny in defending the Canadian truckers or anti-lockdown protests. It is disheartening to see. In short, the war is 4 days old and is already being used to suppress dissent on the streets and argue against free speech on the internet. Never let any crisis go to waste. Use it, use it, use it. And finally, that was me. Okay, finally, to wrap it up. However, the war narrative evolves over there. Over here, it's just more of the same. Yes, in this boring, god-awful place. And I'm in essentially a red state. And I'm surrounded by red state. I mean, yeah, what's his face? Is the governor, is a Democrat, but that's a long story, and it's much older than the Dems that we see working today. So, but the House and the Senate, the Congress is all red. Last I looked, anyway. Now, Texas needs to secede. And if it does, it needs to take Louisiana with it. Maybe a couple of other states also. Hello, hijacker. I see Jackers here too. Okay. Celadon and Captain Fred and everybody, the gang's all here. That's right. You need that money, man. You want to eat. You need bucks. You need buckos. So fork them in. Invest. Buy some stock in war. Some war bonds, man. War stocks. And make a crisis and short them. Get rich. Right. Okay. Now, as we proceed, and what do I make of all this? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I see all sorts of possibilities. Some things make sense, some don't. So I just kind of like tend to let them play out and see what they want to tell me without trying to interpret them. Let's see what we got over in the Society's Child area. I was just reading articles from the Puppet Masters area. This is funny. The headline reads, Black pastor who formerly protested cops organizes massive nationwide pro-police event. And he says, my thinking evolved. Well, we can hope it did. Okay. The societal effects of inflation. How you know things are really going bad. Now, this guy, I've heard the word frightening used with him, and given enough power, you might say that he is. But Don't be terrorized by the son of a bitch. This is in California. Governor Newsom lowers consent age to 12 for gender counseling without parents. Okay. God almighty. And you could do worse than watch. I think it's the new Tucker 47. There may be a 48 out, but I believe it's 47. It's about 40 some odd minutes, and he's talking with this guy. He's interviewing him. And this guy is telling him how all of this gender bullshit works. Where it comes from, how it works, and what's going on. And you can even follow the line of causality back. And where it seems to stop, strangely enough, at least what he says, and he could be right, is, quote, unquote, the universities. Oh, boy, we got a big problem. Germany's ruling coalition suffers major election losses. Yes, I'm sure. Palestine, Victor Davis Hanson, Jordan Peterson, and Bobby Kennedy Jr. profiles in cowardice. Yeah, they're probably supporting Israel. Whatever you do, don't get out there in public and say, I support Israel. Don't do it. Come on, man. That is like cowardice. Let's see. Jordan Peterson was being called by some of the leftists online. He was being called a Juden Peterstein. I saw that one in Telegram. Here's another one. Israel's right to defend itself, of course they're going to say that all the time, is to condemn all Palestinians. Well, again, that brings us back to, yeah, Palestinians are animals, man. They're not human. Propaganda, eugenics, gender. Now, that might be interesting, though whether or not it comes together with what's going on right now, I don't know. Now, I saw this one yesterday. It's about to fall off the list. A Church of England school sacks foreign languages teacher who's 43 years old who refused to teach extreme LGBT lessons. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Now, what can I look at? That's interesting. Yeah, let me take a look at this one. This is the author is just identified as Disclosure, and it's a small d. It's from The Cogent. Saturday, 30th September. So that's a couple weeks old. God, this guy's awful. Looks like a furry, except he wants to be a piggy. So, and they're not that furry, but you know what I mean. Let's see what it said. Looks interesting, and it's not real long. Well, it's got some length, yes, but I can get into it after this. After I get dung by the bell. But it looks interesting, like it's really worth hearing. So let's see. When illustrious leaders of the opposition cannot define what a woman is, you've got to ask yourself, what the hell is going on? Why is all this overrated, X-rated smut being peddled from every direction? That's a hell of a good question. Have we really flooded school libraries with homoerotic books aimed at six-year-olds? Whose idea was it to enshrine Drag Queen Story Hour as a rite of passage? And since when was it acceptable for creeps with schoolgirl fetishes to have unsupervised intimate conversations with our kids? Sons of bitches. And any other time, it would be named indecent exposure, or worse, grooming. But not today. Self-indulgent narcissism is the gold standard of self-expression. The conversations people ought to be having with their therapist have become prime-time debating points. It's another day, another carnivalesque parade of blokes and frocks swanning around social media. The creepier and more degenerate the content, the more of an inalienable right it is to rub your nose in it. For as long as their entitlements are upheld, all others are scattered to the wind. It's no longer women and children first, but every licentious adult male with a fetish in need of validation. Typically, it's a mind-numbing sideshow that would go entirely unnoticed if it wasn't for the algorithms, even amongst men lacking distinction, to paraphrase Catch-22. The likes of Dylan Mulvaney would inevitably stand out as a man lacking even more distinction than all the rest. But not so fast. Progressivism has managed to polish the proverbial turd, so much so that the most nauseating and cringeworthy are regaled into positions of mega stardom, celebrated not for their virtue, but complete lack of credibility. And I hear the music. I'll be right back.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here! for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the secret kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And I'm back as the noon bells are throbbing. This is Pat Rabbit with Not for Public Consumption. I'm reading this article and it's good. It's talking about all this LGBT stuff. And like I said, to say it again, listen to Tucker's, I think it's 47. It's his next to latest, or very close to latest. Check it out. You'll see it. It'll be described. And he has his own channel on X and also on Telegram, so it's easy to find. Okay, now to pick up, I'm going to reread that. Typically, it's a mind-numbing sideshow that would go entirely unnoticed if it wasn't for the algorithms. Even amongst men lacking distinction, to paraphrase Catch-22, the likes of Dylan Mulvaney would inevitably stand out as a man lacking even more distinction than all the rest. But not so fast. Progressivism has managed to polish the proverbial turd, so much so that the most nauseating and cringeworthy are regaled into positions of megastardom, celebrated not for their virtue, but complete lack of credibility. Oops, sorry. I had to put my windscreen on in front of my ribbon mic because I don't like to risk breathing too strongly, because it's easy to blow a ribbon out. They're just like 2 nanometers thick. I mean, it's like 1/50th of a human hair thick. It's crazy how thin these things are. Anyway, I'm all in favor of freedom of expression. Men in touch with their feminine side. It's when school children are mandated to provide what constitutes a free psychotherapy session that I have a problem. And it's when the most immoral are given the halo effect by conventional wisdom that alarm bells start ringing. Some of us grew up in an age where the deranged ramblings of a person's alter ego would be subject to strict patient-doctor confidentiality. Whereas today, These psychological disorders are celebrated as the virtuous hallmarks of a postmodern citizen by a society that loves to suffer more than the occasional fool. It's time. These are just, this is me, this is not the article. These are just vectors put there by people who want to get society where these people want society to be. And they use these things, and once they get their result, believe me, it won't be the same. At least that's the take, my take on it. Okay, to continue. Founded on the principles of diversity is our strength. Your garden variety LGBTQ fanatic is just another member of another club. Rather than being a unique personification of themselves, it's one attractive, overweight, off-cut, adrift in a sea of other unattractive, overweight off-cuts. It's not so much about defending individual expression, but creating a mutual admiration society. Very true. And what's really under attack here is not, woe betide, people's feelings, delusions of identity, or indeed right to immoral debauchery. The fundamental of our humanity is under siege. As if conquered by a marauding foreign enemy, the rainbow flag hangs from every public institution. The NHS is erasing the word women. Schools teach 11-year-olds, many have just started menstruating, that if they feel uncomfortable in their bodies, they're probably transgender, and according to Wikipedia, there are 107 gender identities and counting. God help us. If the lessons from history are anything to go by, systems of authoritarianism usually begin with people's attempts to strong-arm the masses into the kind of collectivist wrongthink rife throughout gender ideology, and typically involve the hijacking of science and values, language and culture. There you go. The rainbow is one such requisition. Another is mermaids. Pride comes from the family unit of lions, begging the question, was this always about children and family disruption rather than self-expression and inclusion? Big Pharma. Amongst the consortium of vested interests is Big Pharma. The sex reassignment surgery market valued at $623 million in 2022 is projected to reach a staggering $1.9 billion by 2032. If it, as an aside, I'm going to say, I'm not in the least convinced that we'll ever get there. I think too much time stands in between and too many things can happen and the lid's about to blow. But anyway, projected to reach a staggering $1.9 billion by 2032, with the cost of each surgical transition ranging from $125,000 to $140,000. Not to mention hormone replacement drugs and lifetime of prescription antidepressants for the unresolved mental health crisis, which bodily mutilation is going to exacerbate. And you have a lot of money for political lobbying, influencers, and eventually social change. God, I'm serious. I really wish I didn't. Maybe we can, things can split off, secede. Something. Anyway, in breach of their Hippocratic oath, surgeons have gone from amputating diseased tissues to healthy organs. It's comparable to the illegal practice of genital mutilation frowned upon by the same moral crusaders defending trans kids' rights to violate their own sex organs. It's the same energy underpinned by an acceptable rather than unacceptable moral imperative. In the U.S., prescription of hormone therapies drugs has more than doubled amongst 6 through 17-year-olds. While in the U.K., the effect of the pandemic saw the number of youngsters seeking help for mental health problems jump from 12% of children in 2017 to 17.8% in 2022. It's all fun and games until it's not. One of the most conclusive studies from Sweden found that the suicide rate of those who had undergone sex reassignment surgery rose to 20 times that of comparable peers. Marketing gender dysphoria. The fact that 1.8% of kids and 1.6% of adults identify as the opposite sex, oh dear God, means that two-thirds of children who identify as transgender as kids will eventually overcome gender dysphoria as adults. It's not too late, because then you'll really be in the wrong body, won't you? But not if those pushing gender ideology have anything to do with it. In recent years, marketing directly to children has skyrocketed as advertisers spend more than $12 billion each year targeting kids. With a majority now having televisions in their bedrooms, it's estimated that children are viewing more than 40,000 commercials each year. How can they stand it? Anyway. The biggest explosion in advertising to the youth market, however, comes from unsupervised internet time and advancement in the ways of unscrupulous marketers target minors through influencers. If pronouns are the gateway drug, influencers are the street dealers. Even amongst adults, influencers have huge persuasive power, with 61% of adult consumers trusting their recommendations. Kids, on the other hand, don't understand persuasive intent as adults do, since cognitive structures have not yet been formed. Now imagine how a child's myopic... That's an interesting... Well, let's see if I can get through this weird sentence here, because he's using a myopic is more like an adjective. He wants a noun for it. But anyway, let's pretend it's the noun. Now imagine how a child's myopic relates to influencers like Dylan Mulvaney, or worse, scar-worshipping content on TikTok and Snapchat. And is it any wonder that Generation Z are nearly four times as likely than those over 40 to identify as transgender, non-binary, or gender non-conforming? Or that one in five high schoolers identify as non-heterosexual? Actually, I'm surprised it's not more, but I'm sure it will be soon. Okay. Yeah. Edward Bernays. Oh, yes, that asshole. Pardon my editorializing. I can't help it. So, okay. It's hitting things. Okay. Arguably, it all goes back to Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who helped shift the U.S. from a nation of citizens into a nation of consumers. Yep. considered the founding father of propaganda, Bernays adapted Freud's theory that people were motivated by hidden desires to convince Americans that they should buy consumer goods, not because of their necessity, but because they expressed a hidden sense of their inner selves. Oh dear. He persuaded corporations that if they created a surplus of desires within a society, those desires would not only be satisfied by consumables, but if those consumables could be linked to people's feelings, irrelevant objects would become powerful emotional symbols of worship. Bernays' theories helped powerful interests divorce the masses from public policy and transformed consumerism into the central motor of American life. On behalf of big tobacco interests, Bernays convinced women in America to smoke at a time when it was socially unacceptable for them to do so. On the back of psychologist A.A. Brill's theory that cigarettes were phallic symbols of male sexual power that would, quote, give women their own penises, end quote. Oh, God. To test the theory, Bernays hijacked New York's Easter Day parade with a group of rich debutantes masquerading as suffragettes, ready for Bernays' signal to light up. And with the press at hand to capture the moment, the infamous campaign Torches of Freedom was unleashed across every front page. Bernays had essentially created the idea that if a woman smoked, she would be more powerful, freer, and independent. And if others related to this ideal, they should light their torches of freedom in solidarity. Much of today's woke ideology is cut from the same cloth. Entire social movements rallying around platitudes such as diversity, equity, and inclusion is little more than geopolitical agenda playing out through the capture of grassroots movements by those looking to rupture and fragment society in the time-honored tradition of divide and rule. Yep, yep, yep. The same subliminal messaging pervades trans ideology. If you feel that you don't fit into what is a profoundly polarized society, then the fault lies with your own biology and not the prevailing zeitgeist. Social engineers create the conditions for mass existential disconnect and offer gender reassignment as the solution, pouring even more gasoline onto the flames of spiritual malaise until society has passed the point of no return. Yeah. Gender eugenics. Oh, this might require a sip of Red Bull. Okay. A similar movement was underway at the turn of the last century when eugenics policies set about eliminating undesirables from the gene pool by forcibly sterilizing more than 70,000 feeble-minded, disabled, homosexuals, and ethnic minorities. Underpinning the theory of eugenics were elitist, racist, and sexist assumptions by government policymakers, prominent industrialists, and largely left-leaning psychologists, sexologists, educators, and social reformers. These included British abortion pioneer Marie Stopes, and founder of the American Birth Control League that would become Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. In other words, the same principal actors pushing today's woke ideology. In 1969, Planned Parenthood addressed a letter to John D. Rockefeller's Population Council, known as the Jaffe Memo, proposing several mendacious policies for curbing population growth, including child tax, compulsory abortions, compulsory sterilizations, and importantly, the encouragement of increased homosexuality. Some would argue that the transgendering of children is eugenics by another name. Non-heterosexuals sterilized under court order a century ago are doing so of their own volition today. Teenagers weaned on hormone blockers for 12 months who transition to cross-sex hormones risk sterilization, or as the NH puts it, permanent infertility. Studies suggest those on the autism spectrum are far more likely to identify as LGBTQ, with research from Cambridge University concluding that autistic adults and adolescents are approximately 8 times more likely to identify as asexual and other sexuality than their non-autistic peers. Which begs the question, is gender dysphoria a misdiagnosis of neurodivergence, namely autism? Yeah, that's interesting. Let's see what we got going on here in chat. Okay, just checking. Hey, thank you, OL. Appreciate it. All right, back to where I was. At the turn of the century, those on the autism spectrum would have been deemed feeble-minded by eugenicists, under penalty of sterilization. That's an odd sentence. It makes it sound like if the eugenicists didn't deem them feeble-minded, they would be under penalty of sterilization. You got to be careful how you put sentences together sometimes. Anyway, what eugenics and gender dysphoria also have in common, according to lesbian feminist scholar Sheila Jeffries, is that, quote, both practices are based upon the idea that certain problematic behaviors have a biological basis and can be cured, in quotes here, by treatments which alter and affect sexual characteristics. End quote. Jeffries argues that both are programs of institutionalized social engineering by largely left-leaning socialist academics, psychologists, and sexologists who will reap their reward. And bless the poor people they took with them. What a tragedy. Conclusion. Heir to Bernays' legacy, predictive programming, and subliminal messaging drives today's public opinion, where it's sentiment over facts, feelings over principles, and state-sponsored populism over traditional social causes. The result is a generation weaned on corporate and political agenda masquerading as social ideals, and a society that has become an inversion of itself. That's a good way to put it, isn't it? Speaking of, eh. Get a sip. The progressive appearance of gender ideology, paradoxically, seeks to destroy the nuanced qualities of existential identity acquired over a lifetime of hands-on applied experience. That's very well put. Very true. Under the trans rubric, it's no longer about who you are, what you're made from, the contents of your character. It's about everything you imagine yourself to be, but are not. The lives you don't live, rather than the one they do. How you aimlessly feel from one idle day to the next, blowing in the wind like last year's autumn leaves. It is the manufacturing of a fantasy of what a woman should be, pronouncing her to be so unexceptional that she is instantly replicable. This reductionist ideology debases sociosexual characteristics into a handful of tropes, loads them into the back end of a social media vending machine, which, like every other frontier of our post-consumer society, spits out entirely disposable things of no value. The peak throwaway culture spawned from Bernays propaganda experiments in the 1920s now stretches beyond objects and things to people and their identities. The same social engineering agenda that divorced the masses from public policy using consumerism is today dissociating minors from their bodies, some would argue, as a prelude to transhumanism. Yeah, that'd be interesting. You will own nothing, particularly your own identity, and with a host of neurological disorders, you will be happy on antidepressants. If you enjoy synthetically modified RNA vaccines and gender reassignment surgery, you will love the Internet of Bodies. And this final sentence is in bold and it's in red. So let's see what it says. The intended consequences of gender ideology, it would seem, is to transform those on the autism spectrum into prototypes for the future of humanity. A submissive, easily deceived generation without scruples, permanently at odds with their identity, meddling with their biology, and primed for whatever socially engineered future their puppet masters have in store for them. There you go. Yeah. And it says, follow me on Twitter. Oh, it's Dustin Broadberry. Okay. Because it didn't say anything. It just said disclosure. It didn't say the name of the author. Yeah, that's all very well put. And I think very true. And it is very, very foreboding. If we don't do something to change this, it's going to be my God-awful. It's going to be my God-awful anyway. I think things are going to get right ugly, at least in some places. Time to do a lot of praying. Send forth the light. Send forth love, kindness, understanding. Hopefully not rejection. Doesn't mean you have to accept, but be neutral. You know, moderately positively neutral, sort of. There you go. There's that one. Damn, that was a good one. Well, well written. So, what do we have? Why Western liberals support Ukraine's atrocities. Woke and war crazed. Looks like they're supporting the Israeli atrocities too. But let's see what this one says. Woke and war-crazed, why Western liberals support Ukraine's atrocities, by Daniel Kovalik from RT, Monday the 9th. Here's that asshole Ashton Cirillo. Voltaire famously stated, "Whoever can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." Yep, he said that. It is helpful to see the following full quote in which this line appears to understand the meaning of this oft-cited maxim. See what we got. Goosenecks. I bought this gooseneck mic stand once, and it just wouldn't stand up. I brought it back and told them it needed some Viagra because for some reason it was out of whack. It wasn't working. Anyway, here we go. Here's Voltaire. Quote, "Formerly there were those who said, you believe things that are incomprehensible, inconsistent, impossible, because we have commanded you to believe them. Go then and do what is unjust because we command it. Such people show admirable reasoning. Truly, whoever can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. If the God-given understanding of your mind does not resist the demand to believe what is impossible, then you will not resist the demand to do wrong to that God-given sense of justice in your heart. As soon as one faculty of your soul has been dominated, other faculties will follow as well. And from this derives all those crimes of religion which have overrun the world." End quote. That's Voltaire. Yes, religion. Unfortunately, not good, but it does not profit one to stand on the street corner and say that. Best say nothing. It's good enough to know sometimes. Anyway, back to the article. In other words, being compelled to believe untruths, and indeed obvious untruths, which you know in your heart are untrue, and then living your life as if these untruths are true, can have a morally corrosive effect and prime you to conform with terrible crimes. George Orwell illustrates this phenomenon well in his novel 1984, in which he explains that the dictatorial and brutal government at the center of this story rules the population and gains its buy-in to the awful system in which it lives by forcing the people to believe in and even repeat absurd, nonsensical slogans such as "War is peace" and "Freedom is slavery." Today, one of the real-life versions of these types of absurdities is that large swaths of the population are being forced into believing it is that our biological sex does not matter, that whether we have 2X or XY chromosomes, or the incredibly rare variation between the two, which is often referred to as being intersex, is irrelevant to whether we are actually women or men. Bullshit. My God. The most extreme version of this cult-like belief system is that people are merely assigned. Where the hell they get that? One of the two sexes at birth by doctors and midwives. Of course they did. Yeah, right. Of course, based on obviously visible sex characteristics. But that this designation is ultimately random and subject to change at any time by any individual, including young children whose brains have not fully developed, who may decide they are the opposite gender or something in between the male-female binary, or even something else internally. Meow. Many even advocate, and indeed some jurisdictions are passing laws requiring that birth certificates not include the sex of a newborn baby, because we simply cannot know what that is until the individual decides his or her gender at a later stage. That's insanity. And we don't have to deal with insane people. If they can't get a grip, it's not our problem. Anyway, and when this individual makes this decision, it is everyone's obligation to accept this for every and all purposes, lest one be accused of bigotry. How do I get out of this country? Well, I can croak, but... Okay. The chief Orwellian slogan of this belief system is the mantra: trans women are women, which means that biological males are women for any and all purposes if they identify as such, which has resulted in women becoming a mere subset of their own sex category. A shorthand for this, then, is that men are women, at least when they claim to be. Under this new ideology, men can freely enter into womanhood, and women's spaces and sports, based simply on how they identify. What's more, it is not only that trans women are women, but that trans women are somehow superior to biological women who identify as women, the latter being given the additional qualifier of cis women, whether they accept this moniker or not. Superior to biological women who identify. If they're biological women, why do they have to identify as women? I mean, they know they are. This identifying thing belongs to something that's a lot nastier, does it not? Well, anyway. That is, this ideology goes well beyond advocating that trans-identifying people be treated with dignity, respect, and fairness. Something which I fully agree with, and instead upends the basics of what's up until very recently. We all believed about the nature of our biology and indeed our very selves. Taken as 100% true, this mantra leads to absurd and even atrocious results, such as biological male sex offenders being housed in women's prisons and women's domestic violence centers, making women vulnerable to abuse and even rape. And if women speak up about such atrocities, they may be labeled bigots and transphobes, and therefore deserving of maltreatment, including beatings and threats of rape and murder. Here we see the belief in absurdities leading to the commission and defense of atrocities. But this process, as predicted by Voltaire and Orwell, does not end here. Rather, it continues into other realms. Thus, with people primed to accept one set of absurdities and atrocities, it is now easier to make them go along with other absurdities and atrocities. For example, it is now easier to convince people to go along with what at one time would have been unthinkable. Ergo, overlooking or even supporting neo-Nazis in Ukraine, applauding a former Waffen-SS soldier in the liberal Canadian House of Commons, and even going casually along with a war which could lead to nuclear annihilation. I do not think it is a coincidence that Western liberals, who historically have been more critical of and oppositional to war than conservatives, but who are more accepting of the new trans women are women slogan, are much more apt than conservatives to approve of support of the Ukrainian military, even if that means supporting literal Nazis. It is my own observation that there is a very strong correlation between people being critical of gender ideology, whether those people are on the left or on the right, and also being critical of Western support for Ukraine. That sounds familiar. And often, the two subjects come up quickly in the same conversation, showing that there is more than a tangential connection between these seemingly disconnected issues. And this brings us to Sarah Ashton Cirillo, the American identifying as a trans woman who had previously worked as a journalist and combat medic, and until recently served as an official English language spokesperson of the Ukrainian military. Some found the choice by the Ukrainian military of Ashton Cirillo as a spokesperson a bit confounding, given the Ukrainian regime's less than stellar treatment of the LGBTQ community in Ukraine. Yes, but before the war, when you were in Western Ukraine, and that was so woke, it was unreal and still is, tremendous amount of wokeness there, and that's just a comment from me. All right. This is Pat Rabbit, but not for public consumption, in case you were wondering. And back to the article. However, from the point of view of trying to garner and maintain support in the West, at least among liberals, for NATO's war effort in Ukraine, this choice makes sense. In the minds of the Westerners who accept the prevailing gender ideology, Ashton Cirillo's advocacy for Ukraine gives instant legitimacy to Ukraine, even when Ashton Cirillo advocates for horrendous policies. One example of this is when Ashton Cirillo was recently suspended by the Ukrainian military for stating that, quote, Russia's war criminal propagandists, end quote, that is, journalists who have a different view on the war than the Western establishment press, will be, quote, hunted down, end quote. Yeah, really, that's going a little far, isn't it? Publications such as Advocate, a liberal LGBTQ advocacy magazine, expressed concern that Republican U.S. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio had sent a letter to the Biden administration complaining about Ashton Cirillo's statements, writing, quote, I worry American resources could be supporting violence or the threat of violence against people for speaking their own mind, end quote. Advocate pointed out Vance's, quote, history of being anti-LGBTQ+, end quote, but said nothing about the fact that Ashton Cirillo was advocating for actual war crimes. Ashton Cirillo has said other concerning things, such as, Russians are not European. Russians are Asian. Ultimately, they do come from the Mongols. They come from a grouping of people who want to be slaves, end quote. Oh, boy. Oh, dear. In this and other statements, Ashton Cirillo repeats the tropes of the Nazis about Russians, which they used and continue to use to justify mistreating and even killing them. But again, the fact that this casual racism comes from an individual identifying as a trans woman helps this bad medicine go down easier with vast sectors of the West. Of course, for writing this piece, and stating what I believe to be obvious truths, but truths which we are aggressively urged to deny, I will be attacked and vilified. Possibly I will be called a fascist or even a Nazi for questioning the prevailing gender orthodoxy, including by people who themselves have been led into supporting their government in aiding literal Nazis in Ukraine. But it is my belief that we must always tell the truth, no matter how much it hurts. It is only in doing so that we preserve our moral compass and indeed our very soul, and that we are able to resist the atrocities we are being led to accept. There you go. There's that one. Yeah. There's so much going on, so much idiocy and insanity. I mean, it's huge, multifaceted. It's a gem or a flower, many petal flower. However you want to put it. Well, it's what we got to deal with, and I'm just waiting and praying that a lot of it just starts to self-consume, self-annihilate. That's what we need. Just like the Democrats are screaming, put up a wall at the border. We can't take all these people coming into the blue cities. Well, I thought they were well. You see what happened? It turned on them. Well, okay. Evil has a bad habit of acting like that. If you're an evil person, that can just really mess up your plans, that kind of stuff. You know? Whatever. Oh, you're listening to Revolution Radio. I'm a founder of Revolution.Radio. This is Pat Rabbit with Not for Public Consumption. And coming up after me on A will be Willow Andreessen with Willow's Weird World. Note that I'm on B here, but that's what's on A next. And after that, I don't know. We have an hour slot that could be done something with. Then we have it for my time, which is 5 Eastern time, because I'm in Central. We're going to have Dugai and Deacon John and that show for an hour. And then something, we'll put something on because that's another open slot. We tend to fill it. And then at 7 my time, 8 Eastern, we're going to have the New American Dream Boys. And 2 hours after that, at 10, we're going to have the Ice Age Conversation. Then at midnight, we'll have the Roundtables. And then coming up next after me on A, hey, Wally, how you doing? On A, we're going to have... On B, I'm thinking and doing at the same time. It never works out. We're going to have Mona Radler with the Adventures of a Feral Hippie. And then after that, that's another open slot. Liable for filling, liable to be filled for sure. It's just when, not sure. And then after that, at 6 Eastern, we'll have Mario for 2 hours. And after Mario, then we'll have Mr. Rowe. Gospodin Rowe. I say that, I write it in chat. Gospodin is Mr. in Russian. That's why I say that. And since there's so much Greek and Russian already, Rowe works. Because so, that's the Greek letter R. Arr, matey. Well, and then after Mr. Rowe, we'll have J. Charles Parker. And after that, we're going to have more roundtables. So, let us go forth and radiate. We're a radio station, so I guess we radiate, right? Is that what we do? We spread radiation. We need to. Revolution Radio, it's a revolution in thinking for those of us who might be in need of such a revolution in thinking. And I bet my mouse is charged by now. Set it on charge. Oh yeah, it's hot. It's hot to trot. But I can put the other mouse. I got two magic mice. It was a good idea to get the second one. Even though I have an old plug-in mouse that works very well. The two magic mice make it a dream for charging. And so, that's what I do. Here. Done. You know, I was thinking about upgrading into OS 13. Was it Sierra? Because most of the places that I get my stuff from, you know, PreSonus Studio One and all my other stuff, they're pretty much saying about now, yeah, we've decided that we have compatibility and everything's good. We've done our testing and all good and everything. So then I looked and I clicked on software update, not to start it, but just to have a look. Oh, but damn, man, that's OS 14 now. It's called Sonoma. And then I go check PreSonus. They're going, oh, we're still evaluating compatibility. We strongly recommend you do not upgrade right now. So, and I don't even know where I can get 13 if it's still available anymore. I guess you can just hop from 14, from 12 to 14 because I'm on 12. 12.6, I think. I would upgrade a long time ago if it were not for the things that I use. And are they ready to be compatible or not? That's the deal. So, come on, you. Go there. Go somewhere. One thing good about Apple is they got some really nice boxes that they send you their things in. That's, yeah. So, yeah, these two magic mice. There's nothing like a magic mouse. If you use one, you will never use anything else. I promise you. And you can set it up. You can set it up. So it works like you can right-click it. I don't do that, but you can do that if you like. And it's amazing. It's the scrolling ability. All you got to do is, there's no scroll wheel. There's no little ball. You just move your finger over the top of the mouse and things scroll. It's wild. And so I'm happy with them. They're tailless mice. You know, they work on Bluetooth like the keyboard does. I have another keyboard, but now it's starting to fail. You know how if you press some tab, you can switch from the subject line in an email down to the to the body of the email line. But it stopped doing it. I got out my old Bluetooth keyboard. It's one of these. You ever see these Apple keyboards where the keys are just like little flat square things? It takes a bit of getting used to. It's not too bad. The thing is, I've worn out some of the letters on this one, and I got to really nail them hard to make them work, and that's great for my fingers, I'm sure. I think my fingers about healed up. Doing a lot of fiddle recording. I'll tell you, once I get let loose into the fiddle, I'll put down the guitar for a bit. I just have this overwhelming desire to play the fiddle. It's good to be in practice because if the electricity goes off and you got a fiddle, you don't need an amplifier. It's loud. You can play. So, yeah, and your guitar and any drums, you know, and all that. Yeah, yeah. Go acoustic. It's all good. Yeah, you read during the daytime, play during the night, light your lanterns or whatever you have. And so, I hope everybody is well. And I see I'm getting close up to the end of the show. So y'all all be good. Be good little listeners. I'll be watching. What am I going to do? Anyway, yeah, we're going to see what's going to go down. Just I'm just watching. I'm not going to make any commentary about it. Anything I say, I've likely heard elsewhere, or something that's just kind of obvious to me. And I don't try to get too deep into it. That I think is dangerous. It's a time consumer, and it's not necessarily. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Fleece. That's the whole idea. Because I'm out here in a small town in the middle of not that populated. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people in Lafayette, but Lafayette's got a lot of cultural stuff. You play fiddle, you'd be welcome in Lafayette. A lot of them are Cajun fiddlers. That don't matter. It's still fiddling. I don't Cajun fiddle. I Irish fiddle. Or sometimes I'll old-time fiddle, but it's mostly Irish these days. But anyway, I'll be back next week as I'm watching the clock here. And let's see what we got. Come on, you. There we go. I think I hear music. Y'all be good. Take care. Be well. Be safe. God bless. Pat Rabbit signing off.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their